The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
It's been an early morning for the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. But before we jump into all things Apple, Richard, it is prelim final week. Port Adelaide playing Richmond Friday night to get into the grand final. How are you feeling?
Quite confident about Friday night. You've got to be. You really do. So I reckon it's going to be a great game. We've beaten them before. And people will say, well, there was a couple of players out. We had a couple of players out as well when we played them last time. Still remember the game at the Adelaide Oval when we were 7-1 at quarter time in 1 year. So, so we Richmond hold no fears for us as any team in the competition, I've got to say as well.
That was the elimination final in 2014. What a game that was. Glad you're a little bit confident. Let's talk about today. What time did you get up this morning, Richard?
3:15 I got up, staggered down in front of the computer to sit and watch the Apple announcements overnight. So I understand what you go through now.
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay, well, Richard gets up at that time, so you don't have to. Richard, there has been many announcements made by Apple overnight. Let's start with their HomePod Mini, though, not with the phones.
I really like this idea. It's a HomePod. HomePod is their big speaker, but they've got a mini one now. It's available in white and space grey, 8.5 centimetres tall. It's only $149.
Oh, good.
This is really cheap on there as well. So, yeah, Apple are really trying to, because there's lots of competition in the smart speaker market out there as well. So it really is quite affordable. They're promising a rich and detailed acoustic experience using what they call computational audio. Really looking forward to hearing. I'm going to order one as soon as I can. There's an intercom feature in there as well. So if you've got multiple ones throughout the house, you can be sitting at one end of the house and suddenly go, everybody needs to come to the dining room for tea now.
Great.
And it will go to every one of them in the house as well. And it will also, if you know, one of the kids, let's say, is wearing headphones as well, Apple-branded headphones as well, it will play through that as well. So I really like that. That's available order on the 7th of November. But $149, Damon. It's a cheap. It really is cheap.
Often you don't see Apple products for that cheap, but when they're up against Google Minis and Amazon Alexas, I can see why they've priced it at that. And they've got that infrastructure going, don't they? So if they get you in their web, you're stuck with Apple. Okay, the big kahuna, though, everyone's been waiting for the Apple iPhone 12. What can you tell us? Is it going to be worth upgrading?
So four new iPhones got announced. The iPhone 12, which has got a 6.1-inch screen, an iPhone 12 mini, which has got a 5.4-inch screen. Five colours it comes in: blue, green, black, white and red. Improved cameras, as you would expect. And it's also the first phone that's able to shoot high dynamic range video with Dolby Vision, which means a lot. If you're into video, that will really blow you away.
Okay.
All the phones that are announced have got 5G connectivity, and I'll talk about that in a moment. The iPhone 12 starts at $1,349, no price rise from last year as well.
Okay.
The iPhone 12 mini starts at $1,199. You'll be able to order the iPhone 12 on the 16th of October for delivery the following Friday on there as well. They also announced the iPhone 12 Pro, which is a 6.1-inch screen, and Pro Max 6.7-inch screen. Biggest iPhone we've ever seen out there as well.
Ooh, really?
It's a new flat edge design, stainless steel case on there as well. Looks very similar to the cases on the iPad Pros. 5G, of course, again, I'll talk about that. Color comes in four colors: graphite, gold, silver, and Pacific blue. The gold looks tremendous. It's all about the cameras for this. So you're really buying a top-end camera that makes phone calls. That's really it.
We've really come a long way with that. It's hard to think about. I mean, I think a decade and a half ago, we had no concept of where we'd get to with phones.
No, not at all. Great wide-angle lens on it, an ultra-wide lens, a telephoto lens, 4x optical zoom, and a LiDAR sensor. And people say, what is a LiDAR sensor? LiDAR sensors, if you use them in the dark, it will literally go along and say, I can focus in on that even though I can't see it properly. as well. So this little sensor comes out, and it can also be used in apps to go along and position furniture in rooms as well. You can move it all around using it. The iPhone 12 Pro Max, the gigantic one, it has got the best camera in it. It steps up just that bit more. It's got a 47% larger wide-angle lens on there, 5x optical zoom on there as well. It's all about letting in more light.
Yep.
Best low-light phone out there as well. Now, the iPhone 12 Pro starts at $1,699, available to order on this Friday as well, the 16th. The Pro Max starts at $1,849, available to order on the 7th of November. The glass on all of them is coated with something called ceramic shield. They reckon it's tougher than any smartphone glass. 4x better drop performance than any smartphone on the market. Buy a case, people. You're spending all that money.
That's right.
Please buy a case on there as well. And a bit of a surprise, no chargers or headphones will be sent out with your phones this time.
Saw that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I know Apple are trying to say we're trying to cut down on electronic waste, but I think they're just trying to cut some costs, honestly, surely.
We've got enough. I don't know how many chargers I've got lying around at my place, and every place you go into, the chargers everywhere. They've introduced what's called MagSafe charging in there as well. So it's got wireless charging, but the back of it has new magnetic sensors.
Okay.
So for $39, there is a thing that looks like the Apple Watch charger can bolt onto the back of it. It literally just clips in place as well. And they've got things like credit card cases will snap to the back of the phone, all sorts of different cases, and a very small case for an iPhone and Apple Watch that folds up easily for travel. So it's a new line of accessories. But yeah, no chargers or headphones because I think we've got enough now.
That is a hell of a lot of information. When did you boil it down, Richard? Are you excited for it? Do you think it's worth the upgrade?
If you haven't upgraded since the iPhone 9 or 10, I would say upgrade.
Okay,
if photography means something to you, you will upgrade. But iPhone 9, I always say there's that 2-year gap that you go along and do. And the big thing is 5G.
Yeah.
On there as well. You know, we haven't talked about 5G much. We had devices that got 5G. Now it's in the iPhone. It's really going to start, you know, accelerating now. People are going to want to know all about 5G, how quick it is, all of that. I hate to do tinfoil hat. People are going to hate me for all of this out there. You know, because the Telstra 5G network now reaches 40% of Australia. South Australia now has 239 suburbs covered by 5G on there as well. So all the telcos are rolling out. Telstra is probably leading the bunch when it comes to it.
Right. Okay. Well, Richard, there has been so much information this morning. If people want to catch up, adelaidetechguy.com.au is the place to go. All those pre-orders are going to come around pretty fast. It's impressive tech, no doubt. Richard, we've done it all in one slab this morning, but thank you so much for getting us up to speed and taking the bullet for us and getting up early this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Damon. And go North Adelaide for this Sunday as well, supporting them as well as I'm a member. So go North, go Port.